Eight Indian Navy veterans who were in Qatari custody since August 30, 2022 were released on Sunday, 11th February 2024 in Doha. Previously, these men were given the death penalty by a lower court in Qatar on October 26, 2023, and that came as a shock to India. After that, a court of appeals were made in Doha that ultimately struck down the death penalty on December 28, 2023. This case of eight Indian Navy veterans getting arrested on the charges of espionage kept India-Qatar relations on a delicate note, as the matter became an issue of diplomatic tug-of-war since they were arrested in August 2022. What is interesting to hear is that earlier it was said that Qatar would set these Indian Navy veterans free ahead of Ramzan or Eid, which is in April. Because Gulf countries often announce prisoner releases as part of Ramzan and Eid celebrations. However, the announcement has come a day before Prime Minister Modi's two-day visit to UAE on February 13 to 14th for the inauguration of Bab's Hindu temple in Abu Dhabi. In this video, I'm going to explain why and how Qatar decided to release these eight Indian Navy veterans. What is the diplomacy behind this? Let me first explain why these eight Navy veterans were arrested in Qatar. They were arrested in Qatar in August 2022. I want you to understand this. Till now, the exact reason for their arrest and subsequent detention has remained unclear. What I'm going to tell you is a publicly available information. These eight Navy veterans were accused of spying on Qatar's submarine program. Although there is no concrete evidence supporting this claim, but this is the primary allegation, which is espionage. These Indian Navy veterans were working for a company called Dahara Global. It is a Gulf-based company that is a supplier of the aerospace, security, defense, information technology and communications industries. So these eight Indian Navy veterans were working for this private company and they were accused of spying on some super secret submarine program. If you remember, in 2022, Qatar signed a memorandum of understanding with an Italian shipbuilding company for building submarines as part of their broader naval expansion. So Dahara Global is the company that was the supplier. And these eight Indian Navy veterans were working with this private company. In August 2022, they were arrested by the Qatar government on the charges of espionage. So this is their arrest story. Now let me explain the diplomacy behind how and why Qatar had to release them. You need to understand that at first, these eight Indian Navy veterans were given death penalty by a lower court of Qatar on October 26, 2023. After several appeals were made by the Indian government, the death penalty was ultimately struck down to life imprisonment on December 28, 2023. And now on 12th February 2024, Qatar had to finally release them. The Emir of Qatar, Tamim Al Thani, had to make a personal pardon. So how did this happen? So the first thing you need to understand is that last year, between 13 November to 13 December 2023, there was a COP28 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Dubai. Prime Minister Modi had a brief meeting with the Emir of Qatar. When the two of them were talking, it was understood that something big was going to happen. In this brief meeting, it was decided that the Emir of Qatar had to release these eight Indian Navy veterans under any circumstances. Now, you might be wondering, what magic did Prime Minister Modi do? So this is where you have to understand that diplomatic relations between two countries are connected with economic relations. You cannot separate diplomacy from economy, and the same is true the other way around. So before meeting with the Emir of Qatar, the Indian government had already done its homework. On 6th February 2024, India extended a $78 billion gas deal with Qatar for another 20 years. So if you see, it's a long-term agreement. Although the deal was signed in February 2024, the planning and pitching were already made much before the COP28 meeting of last year. Just like any other country, even Qatar is facing economic challenges. Qatar has to sell its gas. It was very necessary for them, and India also needed gas. Plus, it's a long-term agreement. India secured a $6 billion discount over the 20-year contract period. For Qatar, this long-term deal with India is a guaranteed market that will provide financial stability and predictable income for Qatar's economy. So if you see, both the countries are benefiting from this deal. As I said, the diplomatic relations of a country are directly connected with economic relations. There was a time when one department dealt only with its counterpart in other countries and no one intervened. Even today, many countries have policies where if it's the job of the foreign ministry, only the foreign ministry will deal with it. But in this case, to save the eight Indian Navy veterans, Prime Minister Modi intervened. Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar's role is also very important because his diplomacy is very strong. Along with that, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval had a big role. He made many secret visits to Qatar and played a key role in negotiations. But then above all, these two had the blessings of the Prime Minister. Now I need you to observe this. Why were these 8 Indian Navy veterans released on 12th February? And the answer to that is because Prime Minister Modi had to attend a summit in Dubai from February 12th to 14th. India, Turkey and Qatar were declared the guest of honor for this summit. So the Emir of Qatar knew that Prime Minister Modi was coming and he released these 8 Indian Navy veterans a day before his arrival. And by the way, after this summit in Dubai, Prime Minister Modi had to anyhow visit Qatar from February 14th to 15th. So another question that might come to your mind is, the Emir of Qatar could have waited till 14th February and let Prime Minister Modi come to him directly. This way the Emir of Qatar could show his stature to the world. But nothing of this happened, because the Emir of Qatar knows that India will soon be an economic powerhouse.
We will have probably the greatest growth rate, the fastest growth rate economically, have the greatest transformation.
Prime Minister Modi will once again win with a full majority and form the government. The Emir of Qatar has already understood this very well. That's why he did not wait for Prime Minister Modi to come to Qatar. And one day before coming to Dubai, he decided to release 8 Indian Navy veterans. Now always remember this point. Before any foreign country's government signs any business deal or agreement, they look at how stable the client country's government is. Because in democratic countries, government changes frequently within a few years. This creates a lot of difficulties in long-term investments. If you look at these Gulf countries, they are not democratic countries. Their rulers always remain in power, and after them, their children continue the legacy. These Gulf countries make fun of democratic governance in private. But in the case of India, in recent years, there has been a change in the outlook of these Gulf countries. And not just these Gulf countries, even the G7 countries. These Gulf rulers are quite impressed by Prime Minister Modi's global personality and his way of working. Prime Minister Modi balances everything and has maintained good relations with the heads of powerful countries, even when there is animosity between the two major countries, which if you see is a highly commendable job. Just see for yourself, when Prime Minister Modi came to power, no Indian Prime Minister had ever gone to the Gulf region before, except Indira Gandhi in 1981. If you carefully analyze India's interests with Gulf countries, India and the Gulf countries have a very special interest in each other. Around 1 crore Indian people work there. India gets the majority of its oil from the Gulf region. Prime Minister Modi went to Gulf for the first time in 2015. He has visited UAE 7 times, and the Crown Prince of the UAE has also come to India several times. PM Modi has gone to Bahrain and improved India's relations there. Then when he went to the US, after the state guest, he went to Egypt to open a trade route from there. Prime Minister Modi went to Israel. Prime Minister Modi had a separate visit to Palestine. And when he went to Palestine, he stayed in Jordan for a day and met the King of Jordan there. And from there took a helicopter from Jordan to Palestine, because that's the only route. And 2 Israeli jets were escorting them. Prince of the UAE and Saudi Arabia awarded Prime Minister Modi the highest civilian award. If Prime Minister Modi meets Saudi Prince, Iran has no problem. If Prime Minister Modi meets the Iranian head, Saudi has no problem. The same we get to see when Prime Minister Modi meets US President and Russian President. So if you look at all the Prime Minister Modi's visits, whether he goes to the Middle East or any other place, were conducted strategically. Diplomacy is driven by trade, and when trade and diplomacy merge, bilateral relationships flourish. And now look at the Indian Navy. Whenever there is any activity in and around the Indian Ocean, the Indian Navy is the first to reach. If the Houthis attacked, India directly talked to their handler, that is Iran. Currently, India is the only country active throughout the entire Indian Ocean. India currently has around 10 warships patrolling the entire Indian Ocean region. Indian Navy's P-8I surveillance aircraft is constantly patrolling for spotting submarines. Along with this, India has taken MQ-9 drones from the US on lease, even that is in operation. And now the United States has approved the sale of 31 MQ-9B armed drones to India. So you see, wherever in the Indian Ocean there is any activity, India is the first to reach. So this is a clear sign of an independent foreign policy and independent strength. So this is the story of the 8 Indian Navy veterans whose lives were saved from death to jail and finally to freedom. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.